A historic prisoner exchange has come about despite relations between Washington and Moscow being at their lowest point since the Cold War. Still, lots of questions remain on the timing and how the exchange all came about. Lori London gets initial analysis from VOA Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman.
This has been in the works a long time, many, many months, and it was a complicated diplomacy because this was not only something directly between Washington and Moscow. It involved a number of other countries, Russia, Germany, Turkey, and this is definitely historical, and it's the largest prisoner exchange since we've seen in decades since the height of the Cold War.
A question on many persons' mind is, why now?
I can tell you from decades of experience of watching these sort of things come together is they come together when they come together. There's always an impetus. What are the motivations here for Russia to do this? We don't know initially. Obviously, the Russians are not a government. The Kremlin doesn't usually just do things out of the goodness of their heart. Obviously, they're getting back several of their high-value people that were detained in other countries.
One such prisoner is Vadim Krasikov, who was convicted in 2021 of fatally shooting a Georgian citizen of Chechenian ethnicity in a Berlin park. Regardless, this is seen as a major win for the Biden administration.
Certainly significant in that President Biden and by association, Vice President Kamala Harris, as part of the administration, will be seen as accomplishing something that is really, really significant.
VOA Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman and Lori London. This is VOA News. The head of Hamas's military wing, Mohammed Daif, was killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza.